This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I am your host, Vance Sims. I also have my co-host for today, my wife, Raina. Thank you for joining me today.
Hi, honey. Thank you.
I am excited because this is the very first show of the Father Matters Show with Vance Sims. I'm also excited because today we have Chris and Carmen Garner, founders of the ministry Fortified Marriages, who will talk to us about selfishness and marriage. Welcome, Chris and Carmen.
Thank you for having us, Vance.
Thank you.
Chris and Carmen, tell us a little about Fortified Marriages.
Well, Fortified Marriages is a nonprofit 501c3 organization. We're about strengthening marriages in providing resources, anything we can do to help build strong marriages.
And Carmen?
And how that came about, Vance, was that, well, first of all, Chris and I have been married almost 33 years, and we had both been previously married and both divorced. We met, and we thought we were on top of the world. We were brand-new Christians, and we became Christians a month before we married, and we thought everything was going great. He had children from a previous marriage, so did I, and 7 years into our marriage, we almost divorced. And we couldn't understand that because we thought with all the experience we had, we were new Christians going to church, serving, going to Bible study, doing all the things that we thought that would help. But needless to say, life got in the way. And Chris came home one day and said, I can't do this anymore. And he was ready to walk away from the marriage. So that was actually the beginning of us realizing that we really did need help. So we began to go for counseling. We began to go read books, go to seminars, everything we can do to help us become a godly husband, godly wife, and a godly parent. And we actually, prior to that, we did go to the pastor of our church and said, you know, we're struggling. And he gave us some verses from the Bible and told Chris, love your wife as Christ loved the church. And he told me, Carmen, submit unto your husband. Well, we walked away, and it's like, I love my husband. We love each other, but we just can't get along. Mm-hmm. So that's why we began to venture out and learn what all that meant. And so that was the beginning of us going to small groups and so forth. And then we moved. God took us to Arizona back in 93, and we began searching for small groups, and we couldn't find them. So a couple came to us and said, why don't we do our own? So that's what started. We began doing small groups in our home. We had anywhere from 5 to 15 couples wanting to learn. And as a result of that, God strengthened our marriage. We learned more and more. And little did we realize that that was God's preparation for us to get where we're at today.
Amen. Wow. And that's actually how Vance and I met you. And Chris and Carmen, Vance and I are really familiar with your teachings, especially on selfishness in marriage. But talk to us about why you think selfishness is the number one problem in marriages.
Well, I think it's the root of all of our problems. Because, and really, it's about all of our relationships. We tend to be very me-oriented, self-absorbed. You look, and what is the problem? Basically, at the beginning of time, Adam and Eve were consumed with self. We want to know more. We want to be like God. And so they disobeyed God, and we had the fall, and we've had problems ever since. And so I think when you look at the root of all marital problems, it gets down to selfishness.
That's awesome. What do couples tend to do that makes them selfish?
Well, we're focused on self. We tend to look at the other person and look at their faults and not take responsibility or ownership in what we contribute to the issues. And it's kind of hard to admit that. It takes a humility, a humbleness to admit that, you know, maybe I contribute to part of this. Maybe I'm at fault part of this. Mm-hmm. But many times we don't want to look at ourselves. Mm-hmm. It's easier to point the finger, and because then we don't have to take responsibility.
And Carmen, why is that? Why do you think it's so hard, or Chris and Carmen, why do you think it's so hard to look inward instead of outward? You know, in other words, why do we stay stuck on selfishness and just want to point the finger? Why is that so hard, do you think?
I think it's easier to blame other people. What is society today? Mm-hmm. It's that sort of thing. It's always somebody else's fault. Well, you made me angry, so I was abusive. Mm. In reality, that doesn't fly, but that's what we tend to do. Mm-hmm. I was harsh because you made me be harsh. Mm. All the things, you know, there's too much pain, so I need to medicate myself. Mm-hmm. You know, I need to feel better about myself. It's always goes back to self, mm-hmm. rather than looking, taking responsibility and say, you know what, my behavior does not build relationship, and I need to do something about that. And we don't do that. We tend to say, well, you know, you made me do that, mm-hmm. and I think it's just human nature.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing too, what we do is when we get to that point where we're upset with one another because the other one wronged us or hurt us, or we wronged them or hurt them, it goes either way. Sometimes we just decide, because of old habits and it's always been that way, that, you know what, we just ignore it. Mm-hmm. You know, they're upset, they'll get over it. Mm-hmm. And so we just move on, and eventually life continues, and we never dealt with that issue. Mm-hmm. And that's a pattern that so many of us have developed. It's a lifestyle that we've developed, and we've never reconciled with what the problem was.
Mm-hmm. And is that pattern from what we saw, how our parents handled selfishness or conflict in a marriage, if they were even married?
Right. Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. It's learned behavior. And how we deal with, interact with people, how we deal with our relationships. Mm-hmm. And so because of that, we just can perpetuate that the bad relationships and doing things the wrong way rather than building healthy relationships.
Mm-hmm. And so how does it, if you were to sum it up then, Chris and Carmen, how would you say that selfishness contributes to the downfall of marriages?
Well, it's interesting. I just finished reading a book by Timothy Keller, The Meaning of Marriage. Mm-hmm. And in that book, he says that once we marry, he says after a little while, you know, the honeymoon stage or the enchantment stage fades away. And we begin to see this other person as selfish. Mm. And then he says the other person begins to point out our selfishness. And then we rationalize that, well, their selfishness is worse than my selfishness. Mm-hmm. And so we're off. You know, we get into this thing of going back and forth saying, you know, yeah, okay, I'm selfish, but your selfishness is worse. Mm-hmm. And again, we're pointed at the other person. Mm-hmm. And so what... It just seems to come naturally. You watch our small children. Mm-hmm. Very quickly, it's mine. Mm-hmm. And we tend to be self-focused rather than other-focused. Mm-hmm.
Can you give an example of a time when a couple stayed stuck on selfishness?
An example of a time stuck? How about myself? You know, I know this, I teach it, I've been learning this, and yet my tendency is to think, you know, well, if she wouldn't do this, I wouldn't be snappy and short and mean to my wife. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't think of a specific instance in counseling where we've seen that, but all of our counseling tends to be about selfishness. Mm-hmm. You know, one couple that I know of, she keeps pointing the finger at him. If he would just change, then everything would be better. But she's not looking at herself mm-hmm. and saying, well, you know, I need to change also. We both need to change.
And, you know, Vance, think about it, too, as far as when we have a differences or an argument, we're upset with one another. And so we think you were wrong and I was right. And so what do? It's like, okay, well, he has to or she has to come and apologize to me, right? So we just hold our ground and say, I'm not speaking to him until he or she comes and apologizes. Mm. This could last for hours. It could last for days, weeks. I mean, how many couples do that? We're guilty of doing that in the mm-hmm. past, and I'm sure you have, and mm-hmm. I'm sure most people in our audience that are listening are there, been there, done that, and we all have the tendency of doing that because, you know what, you were harsh, you were mean, you were wrong, so you have to come to me.
Right, mm-hmm. right, and you say in the past, I can tell you this week for me, I was sharing with Raina. On the way to the show, the last 4 to 7 days, we have had knockout, drag out fights about some of the most ridiculous, stupid things. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at each other and I'm thinking, what are we arguing about? And I have to say that part of that is because of this show, because we weren't supposed to have the Father Matters show. And two, the fact that the very show we are kicking off marriage and relationships and you know, the enemy does not want us to be focusing and gathering people together to say, let's focus on marriage.
Exactly.
Let's come together.
Yes.
So, you know, that stand your ground. I was raised by a single mom and my mom could go days without talking to me, just isolate me. Right. And so sometimes if Raina and I would have an argument, I would just shut down mm-hmm. because my mom would shut down.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, so exactly like you were saying earlier, Chris, it's a pattern.
Yes.
And I bet it's something that couples do not want to hear when they come to you guys for counseling, that they need to look at themselves and their own selfishness. If they are already angry or agitated with their spouse, that's probably the last thing that they want to focus on and hear. And I'm sure that you've had it out with a couple of people before when they think that you're telling them to look at themselves versus their spouse.
You're exactly right.
Yes.
I mean, they'll say, what about them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you're listening to the Father Matters Show with Vance Sims, with our guests, Chris and Carmen Garner, founders of the ministry Fortified Marriages. And today we're talking about selfishness in marriage. And we're going to take a break. But after the break, Chris and Carmen, I want to ask you about how can couples access, basically couples be accountable to other couples.
Right. Father Matters presents Pearl Conference 2014, An Evening of Elegance, Saturday, October 18th at the Crown Plaza Phoenix Airport Hotel. Register today at fathermatters.org. Use this elegant date night as an opportunity to connect with your spouse and hear practical ways to strengthen and enhance your marriage. Register today at fathermatters.org. Keynote speakers for the evening, Chris and Carmen Garner, founders of the ministry Fortified Marriages. Pearl Conference 2014, An Evening of Elegance. Register today at fathermatters.org. That's fathermatters.org.
And we are back with Chris and Carmen Garner, founders of the ministry Fortified Marriages. And again, we are talking about selfishness and marriage. And you can enter to win a pair of Pearl tickets by sending us an email to info@fathermatters.org. And in your subject box, put Pearl Tickets. In your email, give us your name and your spouse's name. And the winners will be announced in our October 7th Father Matters Tribune. That goes out nationally once a month. You can subscribe to the Father Matters Tribune at fathermatters.org. Chris, Carmen, what does the Word of God tell us to do regarding selfishness?
Well, it tells us to look to others. And in fact, in Philippians 2:3-4, I'll read that verse. Actually, 2, 3 to 5 do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility considers others better than yourselves. Each one of you should look not only to your own interests, but to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Jesus Christ. Mm. Jesus Christ left the glory of heaven to take on humanity and to die for our sins. And so it's humbling ourselves and realizing we are not the center of the universe. Mm. I think we're raised that way. It's look at little Johnny and how wonderful he is, and just we're set up for this, that I am the center of the universe. Mm. And we have to get rid of that attitude.
Now, Raina was telling you at the top of the show how her and I were looking for marriage ministries and couples to plug into, and that's when we came across you, just like you, Carmen. Raina and I, this is our second marriage as well. We too are a blended family. And how important is it for couples to be accountable to other couples?
Oh, it's very important. I think the church has been deceived, and we've allowed Satan to lie to us, and we believe the lie, because what we do is typically we put a mask on our face. We pretend that everything is okay, and we're dying inside. We're not reaching out to the church, to others, and saying, I'm hurting, we're struggling. Mm-hmm. Can you help me? Can you direct me? And the sad part of it is so many of us are in that spot. Mm-hmm. And so it is so important to reach out. But it starts with a humbleness of heart. Mm-hmm. We're very prideful. We don't look at it that way. But to pretend that we're doing okay and we're not going to share our problems with others, that is the sin of pride. Mm. And that needs to stop. It needs to stop in the church. And we don't realize that. But if we would just humble ourselves and reach out to others and say, can you help us? Do you know anybody that can help us? It has made a difference in the world for us personally, and how when we counsel other couples, they all say, why didn't we come to someone sooner?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you, you, Carmen, and Chris have been a major blessing mm-hmm. to the marriage of Vance and Raina Sims.
Oh,
and
God.
We just that's why we are so honored for you to be here at our very first show. Mm-hmm. And it is such a blessing. Mm-hmm. Chris, you was going to say.
Well, it goes back to the accountability goes back to our selfishness, our pridefulness. 25 years ago, when we came close to splitting up, it was somebody being willing to be relentless about meeting with me and literally finger in the face, you cannot leave your wife. And someone to take, you know, that chance and really do what God wanted him to do. We're meant for relationship. We're meant for community. In our marriage relationship, in the family, but in the church. And some, you know, a lot of people, it's none of your business and, mm-hmm. you know, stay out of my business. But Paul was all about that openness and really opening his heart to what we see in Romans. I mean, crying out, woe to me. You know, who's going to deliver me from this body of flesh? You know, having those struggles, like Carmen said, we need to be willing to open up, but then we need to be caring mm-hmm. as a church. In Galatians, we read the law of Christ is to carry each other's burdens. Mm-hmm. And then we view that as our job, to carry couples' burdens and to help them through problems.
And praise God for that. It's hard to imagine that we're already drawing near to the end of our time together, and I want to be sure that people know where to go to learn more about Fortified Marriages and to access the resources that you were referring to. So can you talk to them about where to access more about Fortified Marriages?
Yes, our website is www.fortifiedmarriages.com. We've got a lot of great resources there. Our people can contact us by phone, 480-699-2515. We also do a monthly coffee chat. It's a free, very informal workshop that we do on the second Friday of every month. There's information on our website about that. But our newsletters, they can sign up for our newsletter on our website. That comes out monthly. We want to be about providing resources. Mm-hmm. And so check out our website, fortifiedmarriages.com. You'll find a lot of great resources there.
And you do counsel. Let people know you are counselors, too.
We do counsel in the Tempe area. And so what we tell couples is that whether it's us or anybody else, folks, if you have issues in your marriage, if there's a particular thing that just keeps coming up and nagging at you, then you know what? It's kind of like going to a doctor. If there's something in your body that's bothering you, or if your tooth is bothering you, you go see the doctor. It's the same thing as your marriage. But I also would like to add to what we're going to offer you guys here, those that are listening, which we've never done before. We are going to offer our Fortified Marriage Manual Workbook at a 40% discount.
Wow.
40%. So we're making it available for only $15 plus shipping. So if you want to purchase our workbook that will help you in your marriage, you'll need to call us at area code 480-699-2515. Again, that's 480-699-2515.
And you can also see Chris and Carmen at the Pearl Conference 2014, an evening of elegance. So I want to thank Chris and Carmen for being here today. And I want to thank my wife, Raina, for being my co-host. Thank you.
It was a pleasure.
And this was our very first show of the Father Matters show with Vance Sims. Two more closing remarks, Chris and Carmen. Give us one more thing that the listeners should know.
One more thing that the listeners should know is seek to give. What is love? We find that out in 1 John 3:16, that Jesus showed us what love is by giving of himself for us. And so we need to be giving. We need to be other-focused. Mm. And it's going to do a lot to improve our relationships.
And the other thing that I'd like to say is that you know, we were all born selfish. That's just in our DNA. And so we can't do this without Christ. We need Christ to help us to be able to humble ourselves and die to self and be there for our spouse or whatever relationship that we have. So look to Christ.
Yeah, I think that that's really important. And I think first you mentioned two things that we need to first realize that there's an issue, talk about it as a couple and seek help. And then when you find that help, learn to be accountable to others. So, you know, finding that good home-based church or a couples group, things that you offer like your coffee chat, that's extremely important mm-hmm. for that ongoing support and maintenance as you're seeking out that help. I also just wanted to mention that Chris is a contributing author to the Father Matters Monthly Tribune. To view previous articles that Chris has contributed, go to fathermatters.org.
So, and again, don't forget, you know, send us some comments, send us some questions. And so, Chris, and if I could just one more time about the couples being accountable to other couples. Stress that just one more time, because, again, we isolate ourselves.
Right. We can't isolate ourselves. We need to be open and honest. We need to be true-faced about what's going on in our lives. And as we open up, as we drop that pride, we can come together and love one another and carry each other's burdens.
Well, thank you for tuning into the Father Matters Show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. I want to thank my engineer, Jeremy Siegel, and register today at fathermatters.org for the Pearl Conference 2014. And see you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you, and thank you for tuning into the Father Matters Show, and God bless.